Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now we're cooking. Let me take a little sip of coffee here. No, a big sip of coffee. Now we're cooking. Ron's still on vacation, but Steelers training camp has heated up in a big way. Yesterday, by far the most interesting day of camp. By far, with some of the quotes that came out of there. Dwayne Haskins spoke yesterday. Art Rooney spoke yesterday. Kevin Colbert spoke yesterday. And each one of them had a money quote. I mean, this was all in one day. Like, things were a little bit boring, as they often are during training camps of any sort. And then yesterday, all of a sudden, these eye-catching quotes, these little sound bites that we all get to read into on the eve of the first football game of the year. And, of course, we have to start with the quarterbacks. And by the way, Doug Whaley of Buffalo fame, Steelers fame, Pittsburgh fame. I don't want to slight anybody here, and I could be overlooking someone. And if I do, I apologize profusely, horse. Joe Kopp behind the glass to my left. Devilishly handsome man. Legendary youth football coach. But I think that in terms of explaining and giving the insider view of the business of football, Doug Whaley over the past hour was the best guest for that in the history of this station. How about that? You like that one, horse? Did you say hello to Doug Whaley on his way in, on his way out?
Did I get a chance to say hi?
Wonderful man. Played pickup basketball with him at training camp a long time ago. I don't think he'll let you know who won that game. He might. We may have arranged a golf date. I'm a golf guy. But honestly, I wanted to go in and get my coffee at the coffee shop around the corner here, and I couldn't leave the car. I mean, he really took us inside football. Not necessarily the X's and O's, although I'm sure he's capable of that. It was the GM room, the scout room, the coach's room. What is Mike Tomlin talking about with Kevin Colbert after practice every day? He let us inside those conversations, what those are like. I mean, it was spectacular stuff. Let's start out with the Haskins quote and what Doug Whaley had to say about that. Haskins said yesterday that, and this was sort of in the context of what he's been told since he got here. He was asked, this is how Fittipaldo reported it. He was asked if he felt like Thursday's Hall of Fame game was his first tryout en route to becoming the next franchise quarterback. That's a heavy question. And Haskins said, and we're going to hear from Haskins a little bit later. I felt like that the first day I got here. I've been told certain things. That's between me and the coaches. I just have to go out there and prove I can play. Wait a second here. I've been told certain things. That's between me and the coaches. In the context of a question asking him if this game was a tryout on his way to becoming the next franchise quarterback, That's the context. So nobody's taken that quote out of context. That is the context. Basically, is this the first step to you replacing Ben, is essentially what he was asked. He said, I felt like that the first day I got here. I've been told certain things. That's between me and the coaches. What in the world does that mean? I'm with Whaley, who says, if you think that means that he's been told he's the next guy, or if he does something, you know, things well, he's going to be the next guy, I absolutely don't believe that. I don't believe it. I think he's been told you'll get every opportunity. You'll get every opportunity to do that. But the way that Haskins is quoted there, it sounds like there's some sort of, I don't know, guarantee or some, is it him throwing out a little, lobbing a little challenge there to Mason Rudolph? What is that quote? I've been told certain things, that's between me and the coaches. I mean, if it was just, you're going to get every opportunity here, why would that be a private conversation that he can't put out there? That's a gem of a quote right there. And I don't think that Dwayne Haskins has been made any assurances. Zero, none, other than you'll have an opportunity. And with the way things tend to kind of blow up off the field with him, and there's already been a couple of weird headlines since he joined the Steelers, he should consider himself lucky to have the opportunity. And that's all he's got. I'm with Doug Whaley on that. There's no chance that Mike Tomlin, Kevin Colbert, Art Rooney told this guy, you're our next guy. You just do things right and you're going to be it, you know? So I've been told certain things. The only thing he got told, I would bet a lot of money on, is stay focused, grow up a little bit, do your work, and you'll have a shot. And it might be his last shot, by the way. So that's money quote number one. In a related matter, a highly related matter, Art Rooney says, we could be aware this could be Ben's last year, blah, blah, blah. Hope it's a great one. If this is his last year, we'll be making decisions on quarterback next year, blah, blah, blah. Then he added, and this was in Jerry Dulac's story in the Post-Gazette, and I quote, it's not written in stone. This is his last year. Well, that leads to a topic, right? Do we think that if Ben has a good season, he's going to want to play more and the Steelers will want him to play more? Maybe Dwayne Haskins has already been told if this is Ben's last year, right? He's been told certain things between him and the coaches. Maybe the whole organizational plan they laid out for him. Here's what I think about Ben. I think he's going to be done after this season, even if it's a good year. First of all, if it's a bad year, he's definitely done, right? They're not going to want him back. If it's a good year, I honestly believe that Ben will want to walk away on that note. Maybe that's just me. And maybe you could say, well, why wouldn't he want to play another one after that? Well, because he's going to be 40, and because another 17-game-plus season is a whole other lifetime in the NFL. And he knows that. And the body, understandably, is already starting to show signs of wear and tear. The guy just had reconstructive elbow surgery, for God's sakes. He admitted on the record late last season that he was breaking down a little bit. He had the knee issue. Overall, I mean, it's a 39-year-old body, and not just any 39-year-old body. This isn't Tom Brady, who's gone seasons without being touched. Although lately, Ben has had some of those too, where he hasn't taken a lot of hits. The problem is, from whatever, 22 to 34, he got killed like Brett Favre year after year. He was on pace to smash Favre's record of getting sacked more times than anybody, and he would take giant hits. You know what I mean? There's never been, well, I shouldn't say never, because Favre has won. There's maybe a couple of quarterbacks, Jim Kelly might be another, who have taken the kind of beating that Ben took for a solid decade. Only a couple in the modern era who subjected themselves to that. You know, year after year after year, he would try to extend plays, and when you extend plays, you get hit, period. It's almost like he would welcome it. He was like a basketball player who loves to play off contact, you know? I was just looking at that great quote from Trevor Price from the 08 championship game. Price played for the Ravens. And the Ravens completely shut the Steelers down that day, completely, except for Ben's ad-libbing, including the 65-yard touchdown to Santonio Holmes, which Holmes really turned into a touchdown. And Price said what he is a great playground quarterback. You know, basically he did nothing. They did nothing against us. They couldn't run, couldn't do anything. But he's a great playground quarterback. That's what he is. And that's what he was for a decade. And his body has to be racked up at this point. All evidence suggests that it is. So that would factor in. Bad year, Ben Dunn. Good year. I think Ben would want to walk away on a high note. I do. I think it was unbearable for him to retire after that Browns game of all teams. The franchise that he hates the most, the franchise of his hometown of Findlay, Ohio, or whatever name he was calling that place midway through his career, the team that passed him up in the draft, the team that he has literally owned for most of his career, to get blown out and embarrassed was unbearable to him. Because you can say a lot of things about Ben from his career, good and bad, on the field, off the field. But one thing that I would hope we could all agree on is that he is a ferocious competitor. He is that. I think the phrase Mike Tomlin has always used is a sick competitor. He is that. Part of me believes he would have walked away if that was a different team last year. Honestly, if they had lost to a different team or lost, you know, won a game and then lost in the playoffs, something like that. I think it was literally unbearable for him to go out that way. I really do. I think he's set for one more year, one more run, another full lifetime in the NFL, 17 games, 18, 19, 20, if they get where they want to go. My God, That's practically two seasons out of a normal career. That's my feeling. Of course, then we have another question that arises. If you agree with me that bad season, he's forced out, good season, he leaves on a good note, what about something in between? That could be problematic. I grant you that. That could be problematic. But if I'm betting, I think Ben is done. And if I'm betting, I think the only thing the Steelers coaches have told Dwayne Haskins is get your mind right, perform on the field, and you'll be given an opportunity. We don't know what that's going to look like. We don't even know if Ben's going to be here next year. You should be lucky you have an opportunity. We're willing to take a chance on you. Don't know that a lot of other people were, so pay attention. Don't get yourself in the headlines off the field, and you'll get an opportunity. Something else Doug Whaley said I want to talk about next, about the T.J. Watt extension. And Kevin Colbert weighed in on that with a really interesting quote about why T.J. Watt hasn't participated yet in camp. 412-928-9370, 928-9370. You want to weigh in on the Steelers' quarterbacking situation, the near future, the long-term future. Fan headlines also brought to you by Everything Checking from Dollar Bank. Open your account now at dollar.bank/300. Off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You can follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer, with locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com, and it's 10:16 right now. Time to call Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. Why pay 40% when you can pay 25%? Call 888-98-TWINS. Coming up on the show, we have Derek Shelton at noon, the Shelty Show. We have the great Franco Harris coming up at 11:25, I believe, is Franco. We have Jonathan Bomboli later this hour, which is a treat. Franco's actually at 11:40, so later in the 11 o'clock hour. Lots going on here. Let's talk about what Doug Whaley said in regard to the TJ Watt contract situation and also what Kevin Colbert had to say about that. That's next on Cook and Joe. Ron on vacation for the rest of the week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.